Welcome to Christ Exalted Ministries with Pastor David Ramaya. Our mandate is to bring you truth that bless, which will teach you your status in Christ Jesus. In time, you will learn your position, power, and authority in the kingdom of God. For more information, please visit davidramaya.com. Here is Pastor David with today's message. God bless you as you listen and learn.
That you have access into abundant life. You have the key of faith. Into heaven there's a doorway. Into hell there's also a doorway. You know, coming into this country, the majority of us here, I think all of us here, came from somewhere else into Canada. There's a process. There's a doorway. So we got our visa, etc., etc., and we got on an airplane and we came to the airport. That's the entrance. That's the doorway into Canada. Amen. But there was a process. But there's a doorway. If you want to come from the United States into Canada or go from Canada into the United States, we go to the border. Amen. We present our passport, etc. They ask you, why are you going into the United States? And some other questions you have to answer them. And they'll allow you for, you know, more so than not, they'll allow you into the United States. But there are entrance ways. How about if you try to go across Lake Ontario from Toronto into Chicago without coming to the border? You take a boat and, you know, try to go right across. And if they caught you, you cannot enter into the things of God through the wrong door. You will not get the blessings. You have to enter through. You have to go through the right door. There's one door into all things God and all the things that all that is God. You know who I'm talking about. His name is Jesus. His name is Jesus. Hallelujah. When God created heaven and earth, when God created the earth, what did He say after He created it all? What did He say? It is good. Who did He create it all for? You and me. There's not one good thing on this earth that God doesn't want you to have. There is not one good thing on this earth that God doesn't want you to have. The Bible says He will withhold no good thing from those who... Those who believe, those who diligently seek Him, those who come to Him, He will in no wise cast out. There's not one good thing that God doesn't want you to have. The Bible says the earth and its fullness belong to the Lord. And guess what? He's given it all to us. You have the key, faith, but you have to go through the doorway to get all those good things. When sin came into the world after Adam sinned, after he fell, sin came into the world, God had to do something about it. God, knowing all things, had a preparation. He was prepared, and so He had to solve that problem. He solved it in Jesus. Amen. The same way that God solved that problem in Jesus, God can solve every problem that you have today and will ever have through Jesus. I'm getting somewhere. I'm just laying a little bit of foundation so you understand. So you'll see that in every area of life, there is a doorway, and it is not that door that we walk through to come here, to come and sit here. But it is Jesus. I remember a movie, and most of you probably know it, called Matrix. I was trying to remember the name. And the guy in the movie was always being chased by these bad guys. And he would come to a certain place and pick up a telephone. If he could get a landline somewhere and he picked it up, a doorway would open up in the wall or something. And he would just go in and he's gone. And it'd close up after him. How many have seen that? Some of you have seen it. You don't want to raise your hands. But imagine. Imagine this wall here. Imagine this is a phone. Picks up the phone, And this thing opens up like a hologram. And he walks right through and he's gone, and the wall appears again. And the bad guys can't get in. You have such a door with you always. It sounds far-fetched. There are a lot of things in the Bible that we do not understand, that when we read it and read them, they sound far-fetched. They sound unbelievable. So do this one. Everywhere you are, and everywhere you go, and everywhere you find yourself, you have such a doorway. His name is Jesus. God not only paid the price for your sins and redeemed you from the curse of the law and from the law and everything evil and bad. The law is not evil and bad, amen. Let me just throw that in because somebody can easily copy what I just said. Oh, you said the law is bad. No, I'm not saying the law is bad. But God has delivered us from every curse of the law by the blood of Jesus. But not only has he done that, not only has he saved us with his blood and redeemed us and made us ready to spend eternity with him, but in the meantime, we're still on this earth. In the meantime, we face the darkness. In the meantime, we face the principalities, powers, rulers of darkness, spiritual hosts of wickedness in high places. In the meantime, we face evil. We face the things of this world. We face the problems. We face the situations. We have needs. We have lack, we have want, we need to have certain things in life. How are we going to overcome? I love the song. He has overcome. He has overcome. And Jesus said, because I overcome and overcame, you will overcome.
Amen.
Hallelujah. How are we going to complete this journey? How are we going to rise above misery, sadness, pain, and suffering? How are we going to live above difficulties and sometimes defeat? How are we going to overcome? By the blood of the Lamb, by the name of Jesus, by Jesus himself. God is a good God.
Amen.
I remember Oral Roberts always used to say, God is a good God. The devil is a bad devil. The devil is a bad devil. God is a good God. And he's correct. See why? Because a lot of times, you know, people think that God's just waiting with a belt in his hand or with a baseball bat to hit them over the head every time they do something wrong. You know, when I was younger and just starting to grow in the Lord, I used to think that. Every time I messed up, man, I cried, I pleaded with God, don't beat me up, don't, you know, oh, God, forgive me, and it's right to do that. I needed to repent. I needed to turn to God and ask him for forgiveness and healing and so forth and so on. But I was approaching him with a different mindset than I have today. And that mindset was, he's like that principal with a cane in his hand, you know, a whip in his hand, a belt in his hand. He's like that father, you know, the mommy says to you, when your daddy comes home, I'm going to tell him. He's like that big brother, and I'm a big brother, I know. He's like that big brother, same thing. Wait till your brother sees what you've done or hear what you've done, that kind of thing. When daddy's not around, you know. My mom used to tell me, she used to call me and say, go talk to that boy. And so I had to talk to my younger brother or my younger sister or something like that. So I had this idea of God that every time I messed up, God's just waiting with that belt. Now come over here. Come over here. Why did you do that? What? Why did you go there? And so my mindset was different. And many Christians think that way today. I don't know about you, and I hope if you did, that from this day onward, you're not going to think of God in that way. But you're going to see Him as your loving Father, caring, loving, kind. He waits. Come, my son. Come, my daughter. Come. Tell me about it. It's okay. Tell me about it. It's all right. You go ahead and cry. Pour your heart. It's okay. I'm listening. I understand. Come here. That's the kind of Father we serve and we have. It's not the one that's waiting to beat you up. If He was that way, He would not have sent Jesus. If God was like that, He would not have sent Jesus to liberate us. Jesus said in John 14:6, Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except through me. Hallelujah. Jesus said, I am the way. Think of a way. Think of a roadway. Think of 401, the highway. If I want to get home quickly, if I do not want to spend an hour after I leave here, I'll get the fastest, I'll go through the roads, make my way the fastest way possible onto the 401, and I'll get home faster, straight. Amen. You would do the same. Jesus says, I am that way. I am the sure way. I am the doorway. I am the entranceway. You know, in the Amazon, in the jungle, in the outside of the cities, the highway is the river. Everywhere these people needed to go, they went by river. Get into their canoes or little boats, and they just travel up and down the river to whatever village. When we would pull up, when I was doing mission work out there, and whenever I go, and we would pull up to a little town, and then all these other people, they would hear, we would send messengers to them, and you'd see them coming up with their little canoes, and they had a little motor in the back, and they're all pulling up, docking, and coming ashore. It was wonderful, but that's what it is. Their highway is the river. They'll come out of the tributaries and et cetera, get on the river and come to the town, come to the village to meet with us. Jesus is the way. You see, sometimes we don't think of it. We just simply think He is the way to heaven. I accepted Him. I'm saved. I'm going to heaven. Amen? Isn't that how you thought about Jesus when He said, I'm the way? We only think of Jesus the way into heaven. And He is the way into heaven. But how about the way into everything that you need and want from God? You need your children saved. Jesus is the way for them to be saved. You need your in-laws saved. Oh boy, some people say amen. Jesus is the way for their salvation. I am the way. I am the life. I am the truth. Well, we're going to spend time on the way, not the life and the truth. He's all three. But we were focusing on the way, amen, the doorway, the entrance way. The way I am, the way. You have a great big problem? Anybody? You have a problem that's bigger than you? Just raise your hand. It's you. Well, praise God. The rest of you are speaking faith. I hope it's not pride. Saying, no, Pastor, there might be a problem, but it's not bigger than me because I have Jesus. Hallelujah. I like that. Praise God. Hallelujah. But yes, sister, there are problems sometimes we face that we don't know the answer and we're overwhelmed, but Jesus is the answer. Jesus is the way maker, but not only is He the way maker, there's a song, you know, that we sing that He is the way maker, and He is the way maker, but more than that, He is the way. Hallelujah. Praise Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life. Hallelujah. In truth, You really can't preach a message without all three together. Amen. He's the way, the truth, and the life. He's all three. He produces life.
Thank you for listening to today's message. I am sure you were blessed. To learn more about Pastor Remiah's books, his teachings, and our broadcasts, please go to davidremiah.com. If you're in the Toronto, Canada area, you may visit us at the church. All the information is on the website. Until next time, God bless you.